USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump vehemently denies calling fallen soldiers losers and suckers. The denial comes on the heels of a story from The Atlantic where anonymous sources say the president made the remarks during a trip to France in 2018. Former National Security Advisor and Trump critic John Bolton told Fox News he did not hear Trump make the alleged statements.
I didn't hear either of those comments or anything even resembling them. I was there at the point in time that morning.
Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden earlier in the day from Wilmington, Delaware, took the president to task.
If these statements are true, the president should humbly apologize to every Gold Star mother and father, every Blue Star family that he's denigrated and insulted.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Eight people were arrested Friday night when a group of 150 Black Lives Matter protesters smashed windows and graffiti storefronts in Lower Manhattan. Police sources tell the New York Post that at least two Starbucks, Five Banks, and a Dwayne Reed had their windows busted, causing an estimated $100,000 in damage. Police recovered two stun guns, smoke grenades, plus burglary and graffiti tools. All were charged with rioting. Some were additionally charged with weapons and burglary tool possession. China announced that it will require travelers taking direct flights to the country from the U.S. to test negative for the coronavirus within 3 days of their trip. In a statement, China's U.S. embassy said those traveling to China from America and any passenger transitioning from a country that Beijing has designated as requiring the screening must provide negative results from a COVID-19 nucleic acid test conducted within 72 hours of boarding a flight at their last layover destination. The new rules take effect later this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
North Carolina began mailing out more than 650,000 absentee ballots. The Washington Post reports that's far more than the number requested at this point 4 years ago. States have seen a surge in requests for absentee ballots as voters seek alternatives to in-person voting because of the coronavirus pandemic. North Carolina is the first state to send out absentee ballots. By mid-September, at least 20 other states will do same. Meanwhile, in Arizona, they're ready for vote by mail, as USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says her state portal system is ready for ballots.
We have had vote by mail in Arizona for quite a while, and so the infrastructure is there. We're not concerned about large increases in vote by mail because already that's how most of the voters in Arizona participate.
80% of Arizona voters do cast an early ballot, most of them by mail, which they've been able to do since 1991.
The 146th Kentucky Derby this year will still have horses. Tis the Law, the biggest favorite in 31 years, by the way. But unlike the 145 previous runs for the Roses, no mint juleps, no men in seersuckers or women donned in floral-inspired hats, and no cheering from the fans. Churchill Downs, the home to the oldest continuously held sporting event in the country, originally planned to allow 23,000 fans into the track, but rising COVID-19 infections scuttled things. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.